Pickaxe.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy? Aye?
You'll find out in VG247.
Looks boring.
What are you on about?
It all of their games, they look boring.
You don't look boring. It looks like you're an assassin on the Isle of Man.
But it doesn't have the kind of wow.
The steampunk quail-based economy is incredible.
Yeah, it's boring.
VG247's Best Games Ever podcast is ostensibly a show about figuring out what the best game in a weirdly specific category is, but it's actually just about petty arguments. You should listen to it. It's good.
Is that it? That's the whole promo?
Yeah, I was just doing
it. And that's supposed to make people subscribe, is it?
Yes.
Okay, good luck with that.
You can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, everyone, back to another episode. Sigmund, we will be beginning with you.
Yes. Right.
As you had just discovered that someone had been following you to a location that you used to travel to when you grew up. As they tried to elude you, you used a thorn whip, dragged them back to you, only to discover in the moonlight, it is your mother, Fenwer. And she looked up at you and said, "The Abbasid, give it to me."
Mom, Buzzer, it's me. It's Sigmund. It's little Sigmund.
This is my fault, Sigmund. I should have told you this long ago. And from out of the darkness, you hear lumbering steps. My tree end. It produced an Abbasid the day Carl was born, and it produced another one the day you were born. What I did not tell you is that when both of you were born, I used magic to learn just a glimpse of the future. I saw a vision of my son at his ceremony, at the ritual, planting your Abbasid. I saw the forest and the haven and the temple of the Eye of the Gods utterly destroyed. In my vision, I looked up into the sky and I saw this. I saw something worse, a great eye in the sky.
Maza, you need to get back to the grove. They can't know you've spoken to me.
You are right.
I will be safe. I will keep you safe.
This is not the worst place, but perhaps deeper in the woods is safer.
I understand. I love you. I give her a hug.
As she pulls away from you, you see her changing before your eyes into a large, tall, tree-like creature and begins to back away into the woods.
I will walk back through the grove, seeing where Friedrich is, and I'll say, "She told me, Friedrich. Thank you for letting me know. You are a good friend. And I don't deserve you. But I'll try to keep you safe." And I start to continue out to find a spot that is not here to sleep for the night.
Absolutely. As you walk away, you just hear, "No. You are worthy, Sigmund." And that will bring us to our prisoner, Dog Breath. Dog Breath, you, when we last saw you, had been being led into the Bastion of the Edge. Now, as they lead you down to the sub-basement.
This is unnecessary. Please, I deserve a phone call. I don't want to go down deeper.
General Ventheris turns to Knight Commander Matthias, and he says, "I have him from here. We'd like a moment alone with Dog Breath."
I've seen Sicario.
He's nice. And it's just General Ventheris and one of his beefier, scarier, normal knights. They shove you into the room. A ripple of the surface of water go up over the door. And General Ventheris says, "Ah, some privacy. They can't hear you now, Dog Breath." He begins to take daggers out of his belt. And as he keeps taking out more...
Those aren't bread knives.
Larger knives.
he begins to say, I honestly think that while magic has its place, the older forms of interrogation.
Vantheris, you're a religious man.
Oh, I'm religious. But when it comes to monsters, and he takes out the biggest knife you've ever seen now and points it at the eye on your stomach and just drives it in. The eye comes flying open and it starts to almost get angry, it seems. I would like you to roll to control the eye.
Does he take damage?
Yeah, you take 7 points of damage. He just keeps driving it in.
No, you're gonna make this worse.
There we are.
Chadwick is going to fucking.
There you are. And he pulls the knife out at that point.
A drop to a knee. Fantastic.
Just to wipe off the blood.
I could disintegrate you right now if I wanted to. No more bloodshed. It's too much. Chadwick, Kerem, entire plane of air and water.
Indeed. The first name you mentioned, Chadwick.
Chadwick.
Disintegrated,
the thing that happened with Chadwick is Chadwick.
Disintegrated is what I heard.
It felt. So Chadwick. So the prince, and then he jumped in front. And I evaporated Chadwick, yeah. Did he mean something to you?
Oh, dog breath. He lifts you up from your knees, slams you against the wall, driving the dagger deeper. This is going to be another 8 points of damage coming your way. You did not kill Chadwick. What you did was far worse. And you sent him to a fate worse than death. And if you do not see the danger you pose, then I have no choice but to think that that eye on your stomach has influenced you more than you know.
I hate to hear it from such an idiot. Maybe he's right. Maybe I haven't really been listening. Because every time I act, things just keep getting worse. So yeah, I'll stay in your little cage, and it's not the one I thought I was going into. Totally unnecessary. I came willingly.
Not unnecessary, merely redundant. You are the gravest threat the city has ever faced, Dark Breath.
I'm feeling kind of sick now because I've been stabbed a few times and I want to rest.
Dark Breath, I'll tell you right now, you're going to be in that cell for quite a while. Here's the good news. You're going to get a long rest. So you are going to be benefiting from the effect of a long rest here. That is going to bring us
Tumpins.
To Tumpy. Tumpy, you had just emerged from the bathroom that you had snuck away to.
It was a great time.
With a knight who is actually Carolyn in disguise. And the two of you have been plotting exactly how are you going to make a move against Knight Commander Matthias.
So, Carolyn, I need to know. How good can you transform into Knight Commander Matthias?
Oh, I could do it. And she starts to get ready.
Are we in private?
You're not alone right now.
Excuse me. Not now. And in fact.
Really good.
Okay. I think we have to have a little change of plans.
Mm.
I've seen your abilities. You've got great abilities.
But you heard my impression.
Excuse me.
I'm Matthias.
Excuse me.
She does it again. She's like, no.
Excuse me. I've seen what you can do. You can do great things. People have said, Tumpy, you can do the best things. And I've seen what people can do, and I've seen what you can do, and I know what you should do, but it's not going to be what it was.
Okay.
Not what it was. So I'd like to walk back to the Knight Commander down the stairs. You got a lovely bathroom. I did the things I had to do. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
But I also have to tell you, and I'd like to cast suggestion. A knight came up to both of us, me and your knight here, and said, there's a lot of chaos going on with the army. There seems to be, they said something about dog breath and magic things going out there. It's a total scene in chaos. And they asked for Tumpy, and I have to help. And I think they want your help too. Quickly, so I'm going to need my paddle, a great paddle. And you're going to need to leave quickly as well, and I will follow after you. That'll be great.
I'm going to roll his saving throw.
Shuttle.
Just waiting for my team to save me down.
What's the save?
With his advantage on the saving throw that those runes gave him, he got a total of a 12.
Oh, oh wow. I thought I lost that. I thought I lost
to
that.
Shake his head like, no. I don't think. Well, and he's already taking the paddle off his back and he looks at it almost confused and goes, they said they need you. And he hands you the paddle. He looks at his hand. They need me. There's rifts in the sky. The city's under attack. I'm the Knight Commander. I can't be down here.
It's totally right.
And the page who is watching
page,
all of this is going to make an insight check. And just barely does not know. The Knight Commander is acting so strained. He looks back and forth between the two of you and is like, yes, sir. And he says, let's head out. You expect him to be back in a minute or two, maybe five at the most.
Such a stupid play. All right, let me think for 1 second here.
I think you got 5 minutes tops.
less, Tim. You're too nice. All right. Punish him for his actions.
2 minutes, 2 minutes.
Hold on. I want to do the right play here. I need to get out of here.
I'm going to go with you.
Harrison, also right behind you, just looks at that one guard and just goes,
no, just be cool. Cool. Okay.
Cool.
Carolyn, can you do a great favor for me? This should be so simple. You're going to walk by. Just walk by. And I would like you to stumble, cause a little moment. Can you do that for me? Just distract for just a moment.
No problem, guaranteed.
You know what? I'm going to actually have you play. Excuse me. I'm going to have you just stay. Be cool. You're going to be cool.
I'll be cool. You do, I'll be cool. Watch. I stumble.
You just stand here. I'll do it. I got it. Okay. And I just transform into a knight.
Oh, okay. Make a stealth check then.
Yeah, good. I got a 22.
22, absolutely. You find an area to kind of move.
I walk up to the knight. Sir, there's been an order.
Sir,
we have to switch down in the basement. We need help guarding Dog Breath.
Oh. And roll a deception check.
Cool.
With advantage to your disguise.
Got a 12.
Oh, you suck.
He says, I just saw the Knight Commander leave. I didn't see him say anything to you. Where did you come from? I didn't see anyone in search reaching for his scimitar.
Carolyn, now!
I run. He's going,
yeah!
He leaps in. He was not expecting Carolyn. And he goes, no! Realizing at the last minute, he draws his sword. She's a shapeshifter too, but it's too late. She gets advantage on this. Roll d20 plus 6. She's good athletics check.
Okay. Knock him out with a nat 20.
Whoa! 20.
That computer is a cheater.
Go. Let's go, dude.
Absolutely. That is enough to knock him unconscious.
Let's go.
To the ground. This knight face plants onto the ground and she just goes, been waiting for that.
Transform back into Tumpy form.
Absolutely.
You played it very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
That was really cool.
Tumpy is very proud. Now what you will do is...
She just changes into that knight and then just puts her hands up like this.
Very cool.
Cool.
Very cool. I go down, I grab the key to the door.
Yes.
I open the door to the sister.
Yes.
And
the
I open
interrogation room door.
Interrogation room. Stick my head through. Transforms
it
into
it changes
whatever.
Just from the neck up as you dip your head in. It changes back into your changeling form.
The shit I do for you, sis.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Transforming our night. Let's get out of here.
And then she starts to register. No one's yelling at you right now. No one's panicking. She's like, what's going on out there?
Let's get out of here.
And she immediately just changes into a random knight as soon as she is out the door.
All right, I'd like all three of us to just walk out.
Okay. And as you're heading for the front doors, Knight Commander Matthias is walking toward the doors. You see that every knight who is nearby him, he keeps trying to grab them. Shapeshifters have infiltrated the bastion. We have changelings in the bastion. Everyone inside look for anyone who looks suspicious.
Turn around.
You turn around and start to go up the stairs in the foyer.
Gotta find the knight.
Absolutely.
Yeah, where are they? Look around.
As you start getting up the stairs, you're noticing that there's the many windows, and one of them was destroyed earlier in this campaign by Chadwick. They've kind of cordoned off this construction area, but they haven't fixed the window yet, so there's just a big hole in the wall right now.
I turn to him and I say, how well can you scale down a wall?
Carolyn whispers, fucking great. Janet Tump goes, I guess I can. Do we have a rope?
No rope.
And then I say no rope and I leap out the window.
Ooh, absolutely. Now, are you trying to do this in a way knights won't see? Or
correct.
Just,
leap okay. is the wrong word.
Go ahead and, like, you're waiting for a yeah, moment.
It's more of a knights, meander yeah. out this window.
And knights sort of coming down the stairs. Your back and
like, oh, yeah. geez, someone
Jesus.
That.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy. You put up a sign.
Like, sidling up and then yeah. doing, like, woo, like, yeah. leap out when no one's looking. Make a stealth check to
stealth
try to do
is
that.
Perfect.
No advantage, no disadvantage.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
22.
22. And are you just going to fall or?
No, I'd like to sort of scale down.
Absolutely.
Scale down the wall.
Leap out and then grab onto the wall to climb down. That is going to be either acrobatics or athletics cool. for you.
Good at this.
30.
30. Oh, plenty. Absolutely. And
you're Spider-Man.
Yeah. Nothing. Literally nothing.
Then I would like you to please roll next for Carolyn.
Oh my God.
That 20.
That 20. Absolutely. She just hangs down with one arm, looks down at you successfully reaching the ground and just smiles. Drops down and superhero lands on the ground, just boom, with just some cobblestones breaking beneath her feet, like cracking a little bit. You both look up at Jenna Tump.
13?
Was that 13? Jenna Tump gets halfway down, and as she's trying to get a grip, her grip slips on the other hand. Her arms begin to pinwheel, and she starts to fall down 20 feet to the ground.
Do I see this? Can I try and get...
You can try to get underneath
I want
to,
yeah, let me try.
I'll make a dexterity saving throw
dexterity,
to do that.
Dexterity, that boy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I got a 22.
22. You're extra trained at your saving throw. Yeah. That's why you're easily diving to the way. You reduce the damage by half. You catch her, and then knights, three of them,
ooh.
Begin to turn in your direction, and these ones outside. Sir. Sir, we've got some... You got some rogue agents here, and they begin to to look at you.
All right.
Do notice that a fourth knight, who's shorter than the others,
oh God,
suddenly pokes their head out. You, everybody! And before your very eyes, shapeshifts into a little goblin. A goblin that you have seen her turn into
you got one
before. And in Mary Lou Tump's voice,
oh God.
She says, I'm a shapeshifter looking for me. And then she immediately tries to run. The knights are turning to run after her instead.
All right, let's get out of here to the sewers.
Absolutely. Right now, Carolyn is ahead of you all, but the knights, one of them, is still following you and Jenna Tump.
Jenna, go with Carolyn. I go left.
Okay.
I switch. I go a different direction. Yoo-hoo!
Okay. Make a persuasion check to get him to follow you instead of
right.
Tom.
Yoo-hoo! I'm a changeling. 15.
With a 15, he's going to follow you instead of Jenna Tump. You've got one young knight running after you, and this poor sweet baby is already like, a scroll of haste will do the trick. I'll get that promotion. And he's about to catch up to you with a really fast double move.
When he gets close enough, I'd like to take a nice full swing with my paddle.
So you're letting him just run up to you and smacking, or you're hiding somewhere and smacking?
Yeah, if I can get behind a tree.
Absolutely. Make a stealth check.
17.
That is enough, just barely,
these guys
to
don't.
Hide from this guy's knight of the division. You're going to be smacking him right across the face.
I'd
this
like
guy's
to knock
got
him
some
out.
Hit points, though, more than the guard who is downstairs. I'd like to see your damage on this.
I got an 18.
To hit.
To hit.
18 is a hit, successful, absolutely.
And the damage, so many damage. I got 34.
34 damage.
Damage, yeah.
That's enough. You have 25 hit points. You just, boom, just clock this guy. Now make one more stealth check just to make sure no one after
when he hits
that
the deck.
When he hits the deck, did anyone see that?
11.
11 total. 11 total.
Yeah.
Oh no! Let me see how many people in the
entire
crowd.
City is storming the sewers.
And six people in the crowd who clearly saw that happen, but none of them are knights of the division. You see people running up to try to stop you or at least get in your way. And in the lead, to your surprise, is a very quick-moving old man. And then you realize you've seen this old man before. He comes running up to you. I got him. He reaches to grab you. You hear the voice of Asmo say to you, let's wait. I'll get you out of here. Let's go. And he starts to try to bring you to the sewers. And they just barely fail to come after you. As you are able to escape into the sewers with Asmo, Carolyn, and Jenna Tump, and that is when Jenna Tump goes, all right, changes back into her changeling form. What the fuck is happening here?
sister, give me some credit, a little bit of credit, maybe some more credit than you've given most people, maybe. And you'll see quickly that I can do a lot more, because when we get below this little thing here, as we're going down this tremendous elevator, which I invented.
Elevator.
You'll see there's more of us, Jenna. We're not alone.
And when you say that, Carolyn and Asmo both change into their changeling forms. He just goes, all right, start from the top. And the elevator begins to lower down at that point. And that is where we're going to pause, Jumpy, and bring us back to you, Sigmund. Sigmund, you are in the woods right now. Your mom just left. She saw something much worse than just the fire that you saw when you tried to plant your Everseed. And she saw an eye in the sky. What would you like to do?
I want to leave the grove where I left Friedrich, and I'll try to spend the night there if I can find a spot that I don't think people will discover.
You do your best. Make a survival check. 21. Okay, the 21. You hear distant sounds that seem to be getting closer to you. Something is moving through the woods. First of all, make a perception check first, and then we'll make a nature check to see if you understand what you're hearing.
18 on perception, and then only a 13 on my nature.
Wow. Okay, with the 18 on perception, you are able to hear the stomping, resonating footprints of what you know to be tree ants. Mm-hmm. You know with the 13 that tree ants would have the ability to touch the trees and ask them what they have seen.
You're in a forest. So you're good.
And I know they're going to find Friedrich. I've got to go back. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to sneak back towards the grove.
As you start to get closer to Friedrich, then you notice one other thing. Where you planted Friedrich.
Oh no.
He's growing. There is a small sapling where you planted Friedrich. You didn't do the ritual. And make a nature check, see if you can tell, is he turning into a tree?
Tomato
like,
plant.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes, that's 23.
23?
He's a tree ant.
With the 23, it does look like he might just be growing into a tree ant.
That was a howl, a fear and change.
Yes, in the woods. You think someone's animal is hunting you down, sniffing you out.
I get down on all fours. Say, Friedrich, Friedrich, oh my gosh, what's happening, Friedrich? You're blooming, Friedrich.
I told you, you are worthy.
No, Friedrich. If the ritual goes, everything breaks, Friedrich. And I'll try to get a scoop of the dirt so I don't hurt his roots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to look to these other trees, and I do have to speak with plants and use them within 30 feet. I'll say, I need you all to lie.
Yes.
Great.
As you start to dig up Friedrich, make a nature survival check to see if you can do that without hurting his growing roots.
A nat 20.
Absolutely.
I love that.
You start to dig up, you pick him up, and then as you speak to the trees, say, I need you all to lie, the trees all say, yes. But what is lying? One tree begins to say, I know what lying is, and begins to explain. But this is like Endmoot and Lord of the Rings. They're going to take days right now.
I said, tell them that I smashed the seed.
Oh.
That I crushed it.
But you didn't. Not smash the seed.
And I'm out of there.
We will say it anyway. And make a persuasion check.
14.
I'm booking it.
Not really confident these trees got what they're supposed to do here.
All right. I am going to try a fucking sneaky maneuver.
Ooh, yes.
Ooh. I'm going to the area above the temple where there's hopefully not too many trees, and I'm going to make a small little spot for the evening.
Make a stealth or survival check.
15.
Okay, with a 15, you beat them by one. Now, are you trying to peek out to look at them? You would have to make a stealth check.
I want to do is I want to plant Friedrich again and say, Friedrich, we're not going to do the ritual.
Will you do what you need to do?
You can easily just plant a tree right dead center in what you think used to be the fountain at the very center of the Temple of the Eye of the Gods. And you see his roots dive into the soil, merge with it. He starts like putting himself under the covers, as it were, like digging himself deeper. He's growing extra branches and beginning to grow before your very eyes. And he says to you, Sigmund, the secrets of the circle are here. And you see one of his roots growing across the floor towards a particular stone that is covered with moss. And you realize what he's doing. He's clearing away some of the moss. And you see druidic runes on that rock. It is a Menhir stone, a standing stone, you realize, that is tipped over in this temple.
I walk over to it and I can read druidic.
Yes, so you can.
I read it.
I would like you to please make a nature or religion check to see if you understand what you are seeing here.
I'm not very good at reading.
roll with advantage because this is, you have seen many stones there like this before.
Same.
Ten.
With a 10? Okay.
Some time.
Yeah, I start sounding it out.
Absolutely.
Long ago.
What you are able to understand is mainly from a single diagram in the center of it. You see a circle with another circle inside of it. The circle of balance is the outer circle, the one that you have always been a member of. But inside of the circle is labeled another circle called the Shrouded Circle. And you see their oath. And it seems like it is the same oath that you took when you became a Druid of Balance. And for some reason, in this version of the oath, the word world is at the bottom, much bigger. It is the biggest rune on this standing stone.
I go, Friedrich, I've seen this word before, but it looks different. Why does the word world
Build.
Look like,
wow,
larger?
He's trying to clear off more and more of the moss from that rune in particular. And he says, look, see, understand. I would like you to roll one more time. He is giving you advantage.
16.
Perfect. With a 15 or higher, you understand. It is an oath to protect and balance the world's plural.
I look to Friedrich, I say, I need to sleep. I need to speak with Glacropudio. And I will, like, the rushiest sleep that I have ever taken in my life.
The tree form that is growing reaches out some of its branches to form a cradle for you to sleep in. But that will bring us to Dog Breath. Next.
Ooh.
Dog Breath. Anything you are doing throughout the night other than prayers to attune?
Please attune. Hear my prayers. Peace. Balance. I will listen truly from now on out. Guess I'll just go to bed and eat worms. And I'll go to bed. I will scratch into the ground like day one.
Absolutely, yeah, 100%. We're just gonna see one scratch it. I will say this: in your sleep, you see the golden throne, and you see the figure sitting upon that throne, and he simply says to you, "My child, our weapons, what makes a cleric of peace powerful?" Wake, and you wake up with all of your power on a new day. There's someone knocking at the door.
Yes, come in.
Absolutely. They continue the series of knocks that causes the door, or the wall, to open up and become a door. Come on out. They grab you, they pull you out. You see Mother Augusta with the Holy Avenger hovering behind her and sadly holding the two pieces of the Staff of Healing sadly, looks at you, looks down at them, looks at you with tears in her eyes, and she just sidles up behind the Knight Commander and the General. And they say, Dog Breath, it's time. As they lead you out the doors, you see in the sky a spindly-looking blue tower that you recognize being one of the floating battleships of the Plane of Air's armada. And you see a formation, a line of armored bird person knights at attention, and one leader with his sword drawn. And he points at General Ventheris. He goes on board here.
Oh, good. You guys aren't fighting. I was worried.
Take him away. Oh. Bird knights fall in formation behind you and begin prodding you up onto the tower.
I've prepared my will. To my home goes Mother Augusta.
To Mother Augusta goes my home.
To my home goes Mother Augusta. The staff of Atunes can be put back in Atunes Temple. Mm-hmm. The Holy Avenger can do whatever it likes. Mm-hmm. That's important to me. I think I left the stove on in my house. And I'm just going to continue my will and testament as they push me.
Absolutely. As they're pushing you along, Mother Augusta kind of pushes her way forward through some other people. She seems to have tears in her eyes. She stumbles up to you. Dog Breath, I don't understand why all this is happening, but the staff... Now, Mother Augusta is acting very uncharacteristic, and she seems to be trying to poise the staff of healing into your hands.
Mother Augusta is better off in this Temple of Atune.
No, take it.
He asked me to reforge it, but maybe reforging was meant metaphorically.
Dog Breath! And she's getting pulled back away from me. Take it. Something falls from her hand that was tucked under the staff of healing. It clatters to the ground, and she did not do this intentionally, you think? There's a key on the ground. You kind of, with your passive perception, actually, you can see the key right now on the ground. And then Mother Augusta's getting pulled back, and she doesn't seem to care anymore.
Wow.
She's like, fuck. And she just like was like acting now like she never wanted to give you the staff of healing. She's just totally
fine. I just fall to my knees and just, I want to take one last prayer to a tune, and I start crawling towards the key.
That's it.
Absolutely. Roll a deception check to see if anybody is noticing what you are really doing here. Thank you. Everybody suddenly notices it. It's a key. He's going for a key. General Ventheris reaches down, picks up the key.
Oh, well, I am praying. But
nice try.
Oh, come on.
Tucks it away in his belt.
Thanks for trying, Mother Augusta. You just kind of ran it.
You
said, no, oops.
And as you say that, everyone turns to Mother Augusta.
I screw up everything.
Yeah. For what?
And then the crowd looks and they go.
Now, to be fair, I just rolled insight for the crowd. Do you want to roll a deception check?
19.
19 is enough.
Oh, shit.
Who gave him the key? One of the knights must have dropped it.
This is just everything I do is just ruined. And if my actions can't bring this city peace and balance, maybe my death can. And I walk
up into the cloud castle, and you see that in this tower, in the doorway, there is a large box made of stone. It is opened up, revealing anti-magic runes inside of this box, and they are telling you to get inside.
This is really overkill, guys. I said I surrender, and I'll waddle into my box
into your new cell, essentially. And as it is shut behind you, you sense yourself lifting up into the air, actually. And you feel the whole tower begin to shake and rise up into the air, heading back through the rift.
Wow.
With one last glimpse before the cell was shut, I'd like you to make one perception.
15.
15. You don't see anything because you are looking into the cell. But as the door seals, you hear a voice shouting from the crowd below. Mother Augusta, are you all right? What's happening? Ooh. And you hear nothing inside the cell any longer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello and welcome to the Eurogamer Newscast, and this week we're discussing the biggest Xbox leak in history. We're looking ahead to the Switch 2's potential launch lineup. We're asking why there are so many industry layoffs, or at least that's what I would be saying. If you're listening to the Eurogamer Newscast, hello, I'm Tom, Eurogamer's editor and host of our weekly discussion podcast, where we break down the biggest gaming news stories and share insight from our news reporting team. Head to your favorite podcast app now to listen. Just search Eurogamer Newscast.
Dog breath, that is going to bring us from you to Tumpy. You get lowered down into the changeling area. Immediately, everyone's just welcoming Jenna Tump. And at first, she's like, this is a lot to take in. But you know what? Some people who really appreciate what I'm doing, this isn't so bad. And
you'll learn they've made me king for great reasons, because your brother has done so much great things. He saved your life. He saved our sister. He saved the world. Billions, if not trillions of times. Excuse me. Someone bring me my throne and grapes. Mm-hmm. Lots of grapes. Thank you.
He says you did not just say you're and a throne comes around the corner, a palanquin to great. Carry you off. That.
That's good. Awesome. And the grapes as quickly as thank you. That's great. So, this is in orb, and I hit it, and I try to call my friend who's getting into a lot of trouble, let's say.
Who are you scrying upon?
I would like to call this one.
Sigmund, absolutely. Sigmund, in your sleep, as you are reaching out to your link
falling
to Glacoropudio, instead you're sensing a different link entirely, one that you recognize.
I'm getting ready,
You're
in
Freakish
Arm, I'm about to fall asleep. I'm trying so hard.
I can use a jester. I'd love a jester, someone who's funny. Is it?
Tumpy?
Wow, look at the setup. That's beautiful. That's totally beautiful. So give me a little of what's going on. You're getting into conflicts. You're fighting worm people. And in some cases, you're not doing so good. Our friends are killing people. Not so good. I'm going to be king.
Tumpy, it's so good to hear from you. I'm sorry for running away. I was scared that they would see my arm and imprison me. That was Barvis, was that creature. And then we killed him. And I ran away to home. Dog breath seemed very dangerous. And...
So he's a murderer. We don't like dog breath. He kills people. Is that what we see? What's going on with the doggy?
I've not been certain, Tumpy. I thought that he was a villain when he went to kill Benjamin Barvis, but I think he's having a hard time.
A person with an eye that's killing people in the sky. You know, Sigmund, that's quite a generous situation. Generous situation. But I'll say this.
Good point.
I'll say this. Soon, Sigmund, I've got great news. News that you'd say, oh, this is tremendous. You'll say, Tumpy will be king. Great things are happening, Sigmund. Believe me. Tumpy, believe me.
You'll be king of what?
King of Riven, Sigmund. A thing has happened. I can't say too much, but your great friend Tumpy is going to be king, and you're going to be so happy about it, because guess what? I'd like you to be part of the kingdom. I said it. Thank you. And we'll have grapes.
Democratically voted?
I saw 06. I don't know much about the politics of Riven, but I guess... Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Sigmund. Thank you, Sigmund.
Yeah, I know nothing about
you.
You
know nothing.
You know nothing.
Like, that's not your city.
And it's great news for me. And it's
not know you were Prince, Tumpy. You're so modest.
There's a lot of things people do. No one knew I was Prince until I knew I was Prince, I'd say. So you know I'm Prince, and that's great news. But
Tumpy, that's going to be important. My destiny is beyond just Haven or even Riven, but... to other worlds, like the plane of air where we went. I'm not certain right now.
No, I don't like that at all. You want to go to other planes. You're trying to go interplanular.
Interplanular.
That's a crazy... That's interplanular. That is a word. One of the great...
Now the word.
I have to say, that word
There are a lot of words, Sigmund, a lot of words. But that word, unlike some other words, which I know most of, that word I know so goodly, you'd say, that's a great thing you've done. So remember that. But you want to go to other planes. Why would you want to do such a crazy? God, you're crazy.
Tumpy, I just have this feeling that it is bigger than how small things have felt for so long. And
bigger.
Call me in the morning, Tumpy.
Wait. You're saying bigger.
Yes. All of the planes.
All of them?
All of the people, all of the planes, all of life, Tumpy. I think that... I don't know. I'm trying to find it out. But if you call me in the morning...
I hear you loudly and clearly and strongly. And I think you're right, Sigmund. I'm thinking too small. I'm thinking too small. I'd like to do what you're doing... And I want to be the king of the planes. That's a good idea. That, Sigmund, that's a good idea. You're a smart guy. And I know a lot of smart people. Sigmund, I'll help you. I'll help you.
Yes.
And in return, you will help me. Because I will be the king. I'll be the king of all things. And it will be so good. I will treat the people goodly. Greatly, in some cases. And you will be... part of that in some way, I'll figure it out. But this is great for me and my people, and I have a lot of people now, Sigmund. You don't know, you've missed out on a lot of things in the sewers, but believe you me, so strongly.
I don't know how the politics of other planes work. I don't see why not. You've been so brave, so consistently.
Thank you. And I have been so brave. I love this relationship. I've been so brave. So, Sigmund, I will unite with you in the morning.
Yes, and please. Call me in the morning.
Brilliant. Now, I've got to change a lot of plans, and I'll change them quickly, and I'll change them better than anyone's changed their plans before. So, Sigmund, get some rest. You deserve it. You're a great guy, and you're a great friend for what you've done for me. So, thank you.
Tumpy, I'm... It was really nice being with you, and I... miss you.
And I, you're a great friend to me. And I,
see you in the morning, Tumpy.
I'll see you in the morning, Sigmund. Thank you so much. I can eat endless grapes. I hang up there.
He's just talking about grapes to somebody.
I really could just keep going.
Now I'm really trying to fall asleep.
So that is just so good. Now, Osmo.
Osmo comes running up. Yes.
Osmo. The six people. Remember the six people.
Yes. Yeah. The hands of Riven.
The hands of Riven, yeah. Of course, people. Mm. And I know so many. I want you to do something for me. Cancel the whole thing.
Oh, well,
because
Your
Osmo.
Majesty, they've already left. All of them. Probably a lot of them have done it,
Osmo,
already.
You will know that if you're the king's right-hand man, you can do anything at all.
I don't know if I can get to them in time, but if you want me to, Chubby, I'll head out right now.
Yeah, you should go quickly and do it goodly and report back. When you go, you will do this while I take a nap, a long rest on this, and I'll rest so goodly, and I'll check on you in the morning with my magical technologies that I only would have if I were king.
Absolutely, 100%. You can check on him the next morning, and as you rest throughout the night, you benefit from a long rest, Tumpy. You're back up to full hit points, full everything.
You got it.
And then the next morning, you can use your crystal orb of the Farseer to scry upon Osmo. And he goes, Tumpy, is that you?
It's me, yes, sir. Osmo, how is it going?
It's not going good. It's not going good. I couldn't catch any of them. It's all my fault. I'm so sorry. I couldn't catch any of them. But something's happening. It's Tumpietta. She is Mother Augusta. It was all going well. She seemed to be doing a good job. I saw something happen between her and Dog Breath as they were bringing Dog Breath.
But Tumpietta, you said Tumpietta.
But what? No, she's down here still. And you see where he is pointing now. The area that has been incinerated by fire in the park. Mother Augusta has fallen to her knees. She's looking up in the air, and violet light is pouring out of her eyes and mouth. She is convulsing and shaking, and people are rushing to try to help her. And they're shouting, "She's gone, Geminod! She's gone." Something's happening to her. It's happening to her too now.
Oh no. No, no, this can't be. This can't be. Ozma, I'm gonna be there in 1 second. Let's do this.
100%. Tumpy, you start running. The time is of the essence, but regardless of how long you take to get there, when you arrive, you're just seeing maybe 2 dozen people, including Asmo and Dwarf gathered around.
Excuse me.
100%. Push through these people. Some knights try to stop you. Just make a persuasion check on them first.
No, he said, excuse me.
Excuse me.
With advantage for the excuse me.
Yeah, the excuse me was, give me advantage.
You got it.
Excuse me.
You're able to reach her, and you hear her whispering under her breath, "My love, love." What? Tears are streaming down her face, but she doesn't have eyes, just violet light.
What the hell is going on?
Make a persuasion check with advantage on your sister.
Yeah, 15.
With a 15. For just a moment, she seems to look in your direction. Brother? I see him. And suddenly violet light begins to cover all of Mother Augusta's body. And the knights say, "Step back!" Everyone step back.
Excuse me. Do I know what's going on? Do I roll an arcana?
Make an arcana check.
I got a 19 on my arcana.
You know just barely what is going on here. Your sister has gone comatose. And usually you're putting together that step two is a portal opening up.
And there's a portal right next to her.
All right, I'd like to step back into the crowd and I'd like to change forms.
The quickest change of form.
It's such a quick change of form. Into priest.
A priest of Attune, absolutely. What roll with disadvantage stealth. On stealth.
Good rolls, 15.
Okay, 15 is literally just that. Someone does a double take. Yeah. Just barely you're getting away with this on the dot.
Everyone step back. Now. This is Mother Augusta. No. This is dangerous.
They let you pick it up.
This is dangerous. I have to bring this to the priesthood. Prompt everyone out of the way.
Yes. Have that taken away. Get it away from her, just in case. And they just look away from you. They do not care what you do with this now.
Okay. I run towards the sewer.
Absolutely. You seem to be running towards the Temple of Attune, but really you're running towards the sewer. And then you can see the violet light around Mother Augusta growing brighter and brighter, and from behind her like a halo. An opening is forming. Tentacles are reaching out to wrap around her and pull her through. She falls through, and then the portal shuts. And Tumpietta is gone. And you are able to escape into the sewers. And that is where we're going to pause you right now. Sigmund, you are falling into a deep, deep sleep.
Hafiz, goodbye, Tumpy. I'll see you tomorrow in the morning in the kingdom.
And you sense another presence in your mind, a more familiar presence.
Glacropulio, I'm sorry, it's been so long since we've spoken.
Oh, Sigmund, it's you. Hey.
I think our connection is more than a mistake, Glacropulio. I just found out that something about me is connected to more than my small home. It's connected to you. And to others in other planes, and I really think it's time that we meet face to face.
I know that planar transportation isn't working the way it's supposed to. For anyone, even your druids, the wizards from your world, the spellcasters in my world, none of us seem to be able to jump through the planes easily, except when these rifts keep forming and...
The rifts? Maybe it wasn't a mistake, what was happening with Dog Breath.
He blurts out, "Dog Breath. Dog Breath. Doesn't he have that eye?"
Glacropulio.
Oh.
How do you know about the eye?
Oh, he almost like cries out, kind of. I mean, you didn't mention it. The druids here, they know about Dog Breath. They've been looking for someone with an eye.
I think even the forces from the Plane of Fire, they're just looking for him too.
Black Ropudio, is everything okay?
Yes.
Black Ropudio, if there's a problem, you can tell me. I can help.
Make persuasion. Pauses. You hear him take a deep breath. Sigmund, I need you. Use the eye. If you use your power with the eye, you can... I can't tell you everything because they have me... The connection is cut by something.
Black Ropudio! I need to wake up. I need to wake up. It must be some morning. It has to be some morning.
As you try to wake yourself up, you feel heat rising and rising. For just a moment, you forget it's a dream when you see all of the ruins around you catching fire. It's spreading from you and from your tree. Your tree is burning up. The ruins are burning. You're burning. And then you wake up and remember it was all just a dream, but you've never had a dream like that from Black Ropudio before.
So I wake up. How big is Friedrich?
Friedrich is fully grown. He looks smiling down at you for the first time you see Friedrich in his true form.
I say, Friedrich, you've done it.
We have done it.
Friedrich, we're not done yet. Karl needs us. Black Ropudio needs us.
Yes.
We have to find Dark Breath.
Yes.
And I hold Friedrich's branch hand. We can do this. And I cast Transport Via Plants.
Yes, absolutely.
And I will go back to, I don't know that it's all fucked up now, I will go back to the park where Tumpy had emerged.
Yes. I would like you to just roll a d20 plus your spell attack bonus to make sure you're able to overcome the runes.
That's going to be a 27.
A 27. I'm looking for a 25 or higher.
Wow. Yeah, that's hard.
And you're pulling it off.
That's crazy.
Well done. You are overpowering them because they have been crumbling over the years, and you are able to get into the park just in time to get a glimpse of a crowd around Mother Augusta as she is carried through to the aberrant plane. And then you are right next to the...
Do I see a Tumpy or...
You see a priest.
You see Tumpy, right? Yeah, a priest of Attune.
Father.
Tumpy, there's a lot of shit going on. Tumpy, you said you would call me. Okay, follow me. I've got to... Follow me.
Tumpy, if you need to...
It's okay, follow
me. I've got
me.
To tell you a lot, too.
Okay, tell me on the way. I'll show you.
So there's a giant tree ant that is with us in this park.
Yes.
Okay, well, what is it?
Oh, that's right. He comes with you. And he looks around. He pokes his head through. Oh, and then he stays very still.
Yes,
he's... They see a tree.
It's great. He just... Close your eyes, Friedrich. Close your eyes. And so his little...
He does, 100%.
We need to find Dog Breath.
We need to find who? Dog Breath?
Dog Breath. Tumpy, remember what I told you about...
Sigmund, my sister. My sister. She's like your brother, the Gemini link. A great link of the Gemini. It's not funny.
He's spitting everywhere.
Yes, the greatest link. Tumpy.
It's a great link.
It's not an accident, Tumpy. We are here for a reason. Tumpy, the holes that Dog Breath has been creating in the realm since...
Yeah, they have a reason. What are you saying?
I'm saying that I don't know how, Tumpy, but my gut is telling me that we need to find Dog Breath.
It's Dog Breath in this tower in the sky?
See the tower literally going through the rift right now.
That's him, Suzanne.
That's correct.
We've got to follow him.
Let me make a quick phone call. Osmo. Osmo.
Yeah, yeah. Are you coming down here, boss?
There is a new plan, and it's a great new plan,
and I've got
the best plans.
Okay.
I want you to build me a moat.
A moat?
A moat made of luxury items and other things. But while I'm gone, I'm going to leave the army. I think it's too complicated. It's too complicated. Build me a moat, and I thank you greatly, Osmo. You will do great, and you'll do great things. Thank you.
Sure, I heard a little bit of that. You sure you don't? You just kind of... Like, absolutely.
I hope he thinks he's supposed to come through.
He built you a boat of luxury.
He's come falling through the plane of air.
He's considering whether to go try to steal potions of fly. That was on the table, potentially, if you wanted him to try to do that.
So bad. You take the fly. I'll hang on to the gaseous potion.
Mm-hmm. I say, Friedrich, up and away.
He reaches down and his arms lengthen and grow as he scoops the two of you up, and he begins to fly upward. As he heads towards the rift, please roll a d20 plus minus one to see how stealthy.
10.
With a 10, the call is going out. The alarm's going off. The Knights of the Vision say, the truce must be preserved. Stop whoever is trying to go up through that rift. And they begin to fire spells up at Friedrich. A fireball.
No.
He's heading
no.
your direction. And that is where we're going to pause. Meanwhile, Dog Breath, you are flying through the rift on this tower. You do not know it, but they are moments behind you. I would like you to please make a perception check from inside this
wall. 11.
11. With an 11, you just hear muffled voices. If you want to lean in, I would let you roll one more perception check to try to like press your ear against the wall.
I rolled a 20.
With a 20. You can hear a little bit of a conversation. I'd also want to just invite you to roll one insight check.
22.
Oh, perfect. Excellent. You're also experiencing visions of the future. And you hear what sounds like two bird knights speaking to each other. And you hear them saying, so we could have peace with both the humans of Riven and with the forces of water once more. Will that save us? And somebody else says, I don't know, but it's our only chance. And what will happen to him? The Kraken will decide. And that is when you see a glimpse of your future, Dog Breath. You are standing on the edge of the rift between the plane of air and the plane of water below, surrounded by the forces of the water plane, rising up from the waves. The mouth of the Kraken opens wide, and the forces of air are pushing you towards the edge. And that is where we are going to pause today.
Very good.
All right.
The boys are getting back together.
The boys.
The boys are
back. I'm going to die. GG's.
Boom. Absolutely. 100%.
Great job, Tim.
Great game.
Excellent job, Timothy.
100%.